Beis Sivan holds a unique status. It's known as Yoim HaMiyichus. People often use the term Yichus to describe prestigious lineage. But literally, Yichus means connection. Beis Sivan is called Yoim HaMiyichus because it is connected to greatness. It is sandwiched between Rosh Chodesh Sivan and the beginning of the Shloshes Yemei Hagbalah, the 3 days of preparation before Shavuos. Just by being in the right neighborhood, surrounded by good energy and positive influence, and the right associations, it has the elevated status of Yoim HaMiyichus. And this teaches us a powerful lesson. Surround yourself with greatness, and good friends and positive influences. But there's another deep reason for Yoim HaMiyichus. It is on this day that Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, V'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim. You shall be to me my treasured people. On Beis Sivan, every Yid became unique and distinguished from all the other nations of the world. Every Yid is a melech, and the value of a king is equivalent to myriads of ordinary people. In September of 2022, the world mourned the death of Queen Elizabeth, a completely symbolic figure. No real political power, more of a tradition than a leader. Nevertheless, when Queen Elizabeth died, every king, every president, every prime minister, every dignitary from around the globe flew to England to pay their last respects. The whole world stopped to mourn the queen. The media stopped the coverage of truly important news to cover the funeral. The British government spent over $200 million on the procession. King's ransom, literally, for a person, for all intents and purposes, was irrelevant to global progress. So if this is how the world honors fake royalty, how much more so must we value true royalty? Can we even imagine the value of every Jew, where the Torah testifies that we are Mamleches Kahanim? The value of one Jew is equivalent to entire nations. The world knows when one Jew is in danger or being held hostage, we will go to extreme lengths to bring them back. And speaking of Yichus, there's a fascinating Medrash that talks about an incident that took place at Har Sinai. The Medrash says, when the Yidden were about to accept the Torah, Niskanu behen umas ha'olam. The other nations of the world grew jealous. They said, why are the Yidden being singled out? Why are they getting the Torah and not any other nation? And Hashem responded to them, Heviyu li sefer yuchsin shelechem. Bring me your books of lineage like Klal Yisrael did. And if you don't have Yichus, if you don't have pedigree, you can't complain why I'm granting them the Torah and not you. But the question is, non-Jews also have Yichus. Avraham Avinu is called the Avraham Goyim, and some even descend from Yitzchak Avinu. So how do we understand Hashem's reply of bring your books of lineage? And the Sefer Menachem Tzion points out something very interesting about Hashem's response. Hashem doesn't tell the Umas HaOlam, bring me your Yichus. The emphasis is not on lineage. Hashem says, bring me Sefer Yuchaseichem. Bring me the book of your lineage. Why Sefer? Because Klal Yisrael doesn't live off past glory. We don't just rely on the merits of our prestigious forefathers. We add pages to their story. It's true that we study and emulate the righteousness and the deeds of our others, but we keep adding on to this golden chain. Sefer Yuchaseichem. We keep on writing more chapters into this illustrious book. We don't rest on our laurels, riding on the fame and the renown of our predecessors. We know that we have schus avos, but at the same time, we strive to internalize the message and grow and build our own legacy. And that is why Hashem gave the Torah exclusively to Klal Yisrael. They say a story about a little 5-year-old boy named Beryl. One day, Beryl came home from cheder and he saw his house in flames. And his mother was standing over the rubble and crying bitterly. He tried to comfort her. He said, Mommy, please don't cry. Hashem will give us an even bigger and nicer home. His mother replied, Beryl, I'm not crying because of our home. I'm crying because of our Yichus brief, our document of ancestry, which describes our beautiful family tree. And now because of the fire, we no longer have it. Young Beryl told his mother, don't worry, Mommy. Even this is not a reason to cry. If our old Yichus ladder was destroyed, with Hashem's help, a new Yichus will begin with me. V'kach hava. He became the world-famous Gadol B'Yisrael, Reb Dov Ber of Mizrich, also known as the Maggid of Mizrich. At the age of 5, little Beryl understood the true meaning of Sefer Yuchaseichem. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.